Danny, September was a month to forget, but October has started very well. You must be very pleased this evening.
Well, I am pleased. I think that you've seen a better reflection of what we are today. You know, the last few games, you know, obviously we've conceded too many goals and too simple goals, quite honestly. But I thought that little bit of a rejig today just helped us a little bit. And I think the experience of Peter Ramage coming in, was a big lift for us. You know, and you saw how dominant he was today. You know, played very, very well. You know, he knows the majority of the lads anyway. So it was a seamless transition for him to come back in. No worries about putting him straight in. But I just thought overall it was a good game. You know, I thought it was an entertaining game. I mean, we both had chances, haven't we? They've had chances, you know, we've had chances. Maybe the second half we had the clearer cut chances. But thankfully, you know, we've managed to get the 3 points, which I felt, you know, the lads fully deserved with the commitment they showed today.
Doing the world of good as well, Peter. I mean, he didn't score in his first spell, and then 11 minutes into his second, a really towering header.
It was a very good header. Yeah, I think that you know, the quality of the ball helped as well. You know, I think that you know, that's always the big plus when he can put the ball in the areas consistently. But yeah, it was a good goal, and it settled us down a little bit. You know, at 0-0, you know, it could have gone either way. Really, the first goal. Thankfully, we got it, and it gave us the confidence that we needed.
Had to play very smartly second half, soaked up a lot of pressure, and did you feel you played very effectively on the counter-attack?
Well, really, yeah, we did. The keeper's not really had a save to make. I think we defended brilliantly. You know, we've shown them into areas where we thought we were at our strongest. You know, and there's been a lot of shots going in, but they've gone wide. You know, so I think in that respect, you know, that's what you'd expect from teams against you. If you keep them out of the box and long-distance strikes, then you're hopefully doing your job. But I just felt overall, as a team, we defended really well today. From the front, Sam Wendell put in a great shift, and Kane's come on and done the same. We've had Keith Tracy's contributed. Devante's been a real threat all the game for us. And then the midfield again, you know, they really put a good shift in. Away from home, when you're coming to Rochdale, you know, at this stage of the season when they're going very well, you have to have all those ingredients to get a result, and we've done it today.
Sam was unlucky not to get a goal second half, because it was a tough afternoon for him playing that lone furrow up front.
It was, and he's got in the areas where he can score, so that's why one of the reasons we got him, you know, because he does naturally go into those goal scoring positions. But unfortunately, a couple has rolled past the post for him, but maybe next week.
You've asked players to stand up and be counted to take those shirts. One of those players I thought did very well, so it was Luke Berry.
Yeah,
you brought back in.
Yeah, Luke's done great. He's been unfortunate to be out anyway, but you know, we spoke about this many times, and the transition from non-league football into League One is very tough, and it takes its toll at times. And I think from that point of view, it's important that we manage the players the best we can. You know, and with Luke, he's had a little bit of a rest, if you like. Come back in, and Luke, great today.
It's important to get that victory, wasn't it, after the run you've been on recently?
It's always important, yeah. I mean, it is. I think that, you know, it saps the confidence. Of course it does, you know. But you saw today what it gives to the fans as well. And what the fans give to us when, you know, you can get a win. You know, it's fantastic for everybody. So let's hope, you know, we've put that little bit of a blip behind us. You know, we can move forward again. We've got a very tough game on Tuesday now. And we'll take that as seriously as we have done today. And let's hope we can come through the tie as well.
Absolutely. Looking ahead to Tuesday then, Oldham have been on a really good run recently. They've been undefeated for a number of weeks. It won't be an easy game.
Well, yeah, of course it won't be any easier than it was today. You know, it's going to be a tough game. And believe it or not, you know, whether people, you know, will look at it the way I do, but there's a big prize at the end of it for clubs out of the Premier League and the Championship. It can be a money spinner for you. And every club will want to get to the final at least. And we're no different. Oldham will be exactly the same. I'm sure they'll put a strong team out. And we will certainly put a strong team out to try and get through.
So where does it fit in your pecking order? Do you put quite a high premium on the competition?
Yeah, because it's another game. It's another game that if you win, it breeds the confidence. Of course it is, you know, and that's what we want to do. You know, it's like any game that you have. You know, if you're in a winning run, you want more games to come. If you're on a losing run like we've just been, you want your next win to come and then continue from there. And we're no different. We're, you know, we'll treat it very, very seriously.
Certainly be another good test for the defence. Peter Ramage just coming back in with the likes of Jonathan Fort and Phyllis Kirk firing in the goals.
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, they've done very well, haven't they, like I say. And it's a few of the teams that, you know, supposedly are not fancied to do anything in our league, proving to have a very good start this year, and Oldham's one of them. Rochdale were another one. You know, how people can write teams off beginning the season before you even start is a real, real conundrum from my point of view, because they've got some good players, and Rochdale have as well, and so have Oldham. And like I said before, we won't take them lightly whatsoever. I hope they don't take us lightly.
You brought Ryan Williams in this week. Will he get an opportunity on Tuesday?
I don't know at this stage. I've not really thought about it. I think all my endeavours have been up to getting today's team correct and whatever. So we'll sit down tonight and then tomorrow morning back in training and we'll look at it from there.
Well, you look to make changes on Tuesday, Danny?
I don't know. I promise you, I don't know. I've not looked at it yet. I've not even crossed that bridge yet. I think tonight, as I said, we'll sit down and look at who's going to be available to us. And I have to say, you know, you can't change your team drastically anyway now in this competition anyway. So, you know, the majority of the team will be out there again. Whether we have one or two changes, we'll wait and see.
I know you've been looking at bringing a couple more faces in. Any more progress? Would we like to see a couple new faces by Tuesday?
I wouldn't say a couple, no. I'm hoping we can get one in, but... it's really in the lap of the gods, that one. We've been waiting for a little while for this now, so if it happens, great. If it doesn't, then so be it. But I have to say, if the lads can put a shift in like they did today, and particularly the front lads, you know, I thought they were excellent today, and maybe I hope that's a big stepping stone for us.